No matter what you've done or where you've been, you've got a place in God's forever family, ready and waiting for you. God wants you in His family. God made you to love you. Let's listen now to Dr. Dixon.
Did you know that you are the focus of God's love? The Word of God says, let's just go to truth, okay? Let's go to the truth of the matter. That's what I love to do. Long before He laid down earth's foundations, God had us in mind. He had settled on us as the focus of His love. Did you know when God looks at you, He loves you simply because He made you? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, when my three children were small, I would just watch and look at them. And any parent, I'm sure you can identify with what I'm saying. Without saying a word, without calling their name, you just looked at them. And you looked in love, not wanting anything, but just looking at them, unnoticed by them, because I was their mother. I got so much joy out of watching them peacefully do what they do. That's the way your Heavenly Father feels about you. The Bible says, and this is the Message translation, long before He laid down earth's foundations, God had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of His love. I just enjoy the Message Bible because it always just opens up another layer for your understanding. Because God even created the universe, because He created it, He thought of you. In fact, the Bible says that the entire universe was created simply so God could create the human race and love us. I can say Salah behind that. Pause and think about that. We are the focus of His love. Unlike anything else in creation, you were created to be loved by God. When you let that profound truth sink into your soul, you will never again have a problem with insecurity or low self-esteem. Oh yeah, if nobody loves you, you know God loves you. And oh my goodness, a great God, a big God, God of the universe. When you realize that God created you in order to love you, it'll take away all of those uncertain feelings. In Hosea 6:6, God says, I don't want your sacrifices, I want your love. I don't want your offerings. I want you to know me. See, the most important thing you can know is that God created you to love. And the most important thing you can do is to know and love Him back. That's your number one purpose in life. And the tragedy that I see today, and at all times really, even if you're reading in history, is that most people go through their entire life missing the purpose of it. They know all kinds of things, stock quotes, sports scores, who's on the cover of their favorite magazine, but they don't know God. You may know about God, but do you know Him personally? Do you have a friendship, a love relationship with God? If not, I want to encourage you today to take this step with me. We're going to pray about this because, you see, you want to be ready to receive all God's got for you. All right? So here's a prayer. We'll start with this, okay? Just say this with me. Dear God, I know when I die, I'm going to give an account of my life to You. I know I have sinned against You, and I have lived by my plan, not Yours. I want to change, starting right now. I want to turn away from my sins and turn toward You. Thank You for sending Jesus to die for all that I've done wrong, so that I don't have to pay the penalty. I know I don't deserve Your forgiveness. I know only Your grace can save me, Lord. I could never be good enough to get into a perfect place. But because of Jesus, Jesus, thank You for loving me so much that You took all my guilt on Yourself. Ooh. You made me acceptable for heaven. And I humbly ask You to save me. I believe in You, Jesus. and I believe you will keep your promise to save me instantly, certainly, completely, and eternally. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I just prayed with you. And if you prayed, you've accepted Jesus. Oh, yes. You received his love and you loved him back. Let me know about it. Yes. You know, send me an email. Yes, you have it right there. The announcer will give you everything that you need to know. Yes. I am so happy for the step that you've taken. I'm so glad. And I want to hear about the start of your journey with Jesus. Let me know. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.